Good night, everybody.
Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the LFA family, McGroin Nation, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. And, of course, on X as well. This is Ungoverned. Happy to see you all here on a Wednesday. I almost said on a Friday. I'm all mixed up. My head's all mixed up. We've been all over the place. A lot going on. Good things. All good things. All great things. We're doing such a great thing. Dylan, can we ban him, please? He's got to go. He's got, that's it.
Right to jail.
Right to, no. No, no, no.
What?
Not just to jail.
We love Dylan.
No, we're deporting him. Because he said the F word. Just absolutely not. Like, we're just not.
Well, now,
right off the
now
bat.
You're going to get everybody saying it.
Right
now.
Off the bat. And everyone's getting deported. Tom Holman's in Tennessee next week.
That's right.
And you're all getting deported for saying the F word. They're like, who's cursing? No one's cursing. They're saying F-E-E-T. Gross. Absolutely gross. Get off my phone, you idiot. No, I'm just kidding. Well, Dylan, I'm not kidding. We're going to deport you. Okay? Well, you're in a foreign country anyway, in Iowa. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right, guys. happy Wednesday. I'm sure Dragon will be posting his comment of the day Wednesday. Sorry, if it's Wednesday is hump day, why do so many people get laid on the weekends? It's a great comment. We love it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy to see you all here. And the fight is heating up for Pete Hegseth. All right? There are... The hell was that?
Was that it?
That was a cat.
Oh my!
Something's going on out there. There was conservative now. What? He's got to get banned. Oh. You know, there's too much of that going on. It's just they're gross. The fight is heating up for with regards to Pete Hegseth, right? Is the Pete Hegseth Fire for Effect now a monthly supporter? Thank you so much. The Pete Hegseth saga. And drama is heating up in Washington, D.C. We are seeing the swamp once again reacting to the Trump cabinet picks being an outsider, somebody who may threaten the military-industrial complex, and obviously they may threaten, he actually does threaten the woke streak in the military, of course. It doesn't belong there. We don't need wokeness in the military. And so Pete Hegseth is coming under fire. BS allegations. There are now reports that are circulating, and they're reports, and it's okay to talk about them, and we're going to talk about them as well. Is Donald Trump considering swapping Pete Hegseth out for somebody else? Is that somebody else Ron DeSantis? I happen to believe that's not what's going on. A lot of prominent figures are saying that is what's going on. Bill Malugin, ABC, all of these people saying, hey, Trump is considering swapping him out for DeSantis. Without revealing who I got the information from, we are going to talk about a little bit about the Trump-DeSantis thing that's going on right now. I don't want to reveal who I got the information from, but, there's some stuff going on between Trump and DeSantis, I think, still. And so we have that. We have a big day right now. The ACLU and the state of Tennessee, they're fighting it out in front of the Supreme Court regarding the gender-affirming care ban for minors here in Tennessee. And you know I don't call it gender-affirming care. I call it insanity-affirming care. Because if you are, let's say, you're born a male, and you put a dress on, and you wear heels, and you walk around, and now you say, well, no, I am now a female. You're not. You just aren't, right? That's called insanity. Yeah, you don't look at the voices in the head of a schizophrenic and tell the schizophrenic, those voices are real. Listen to them. Talk to them. Consent with them. Converse with them. No, you don't legitimize the delusions of an insane person. You don't do that. You say, well, is that a little harsh to talk about transgender kids? if they're actually quote unquote transgender, they're suffering from something called gender dysphoria, which is a mental illness. Is saying insane, harsh language when talking about a child? Sure. But it's not necessarily the child that is insane in that case. It would be the people surrounding the child. The teachers, the parents, and society as a whole. If you have a baby girl or a baby boy, 10 years old, 11 years old, 15 years old, and they feel like a woman, and you're legitimizing that feeling, not to say you want to be unsupportive of the kid or to put them down over it, no. But affirming the delusion. You know the truth. Your son, 15, 14 years old, thinks he's a girl. He isn't. He just isn't. He might be gay, but even then he doesn't know. And instead what you're doing is, what a lot of parents are doing, you know, it used to be, I bought my kids the new baseball glove or the new baseball bat or, you know, this, that, or the other for, you know, a new gaming system or something to elevate their child's status in society and to make you feel like a better parent. Because look what I got for my kid. Now it's like, oh, I chopped my daughter's breasts off at 13. You did it at 14. You're not woke enough. Society's going insane. And so Tennessee not last year. Actually, it was last year. It's the beginning of last year, beginning of 2023, passed a bill and a ban on puberty blockers and what they call gender-affirming care for minors, because these are often permanent changes that you are making with these kids. They're kids. You want to chop off whatever after you're 18 years old? Have a field day. Seriously. Yeah, if you want to mutilate your body when you're a legal adult, by all means, mutilate. Okay? It's up to you. I'm not encouraging it one way or the other. It's your choice. Okay? But if you're 14 years old, if you're 11 years old, if you're 17, if you are not a legal adult, you should not be allowed to do that. You should not be allowed to do that. It should be forbidden. Because let's say you're a 15-year-old girl, and you get that double mastectomy, and you got that scar. Or you're a 15-year-old boy, and you make changes south of the equator, right, in terms of what equipment you may or may not have now going forward after the surgery. And you get to, let's say, 18, 19, maybe even as old as 25, 26, your brain stops developing. And you look down at that scar, or you look down at what's missing. There's no putting it back. It's not like if you're 16 and you get a tattoo, and you're not supposed to, but you're 16 and you get a tattoo. You know, there are ways to get that tattoo off or to erase it or to... Once they're gone, they're gone. That's it. You can't just get it and control Z and hit the redo button. Like, you can't just do that. You should not be making permanent changes to a child's body based off of how they feel a certain day. When it comes to something this complex, there should be a ban. There should be. And Tennessee passed that law. And the ACLU, we were there at the Capitol where they said, if you pass this bill, we're going to challenge it. Well, challenge away, because your lawyers just blew it today. The ACLU may have just blown it today. Big time. Big time. We will get to all sorts of cool stuff regarding the ACLU case. Also, you know, Scott Jennings of CNN... Scott Jennings of CNN is, he's just on another planet. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he puts up with all the nonsense every day on CNN, but he puts up with it and he puts these people in their place, and it is miraculous to see what this guy does. So we're going to try a new way of playing videos. You know, it's a long video. It's 4 minutes long. And I don't want to just play the 4 minutes in its entirety. I want to be able to start and stop it and react and do all these things. I've seen other folks do it on other shows where it's like, you know, you play a little bit and you stop it, you break down what you heard, and then you resume it. I figured out a way, I think, to do that here without it restarting from the beginning and having to do a bunch of skips. So we're going to try that. You guys can tell me if you like that format. By the way, there's your live chat. Look at that globe, by the way. I just love that new background. I think it looks great. I think it looks fantastic. I really do. I think it looks tremendous. I have to say that it looks incredible. And a lot of people are doing fantastic things. By the way, remember the guy who called last week, Abdul? Remember? This is Abdul. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's actually at the Supreme Court today. He's out there rallying in favor of Tennessee. He's there. So, you know, he's a good guy.
Good guy. We like Abdul.
We love Abdul. Abdul's great. He messes around on the Mean Show all the time. He tried to get in today, but his service was bad. He said he was outside at the protest at Washington, D.C. With a bunch of folks who want to protect children. So we have a bunch of good stuff coming up. The Hegseth saga, we'll get into that first half. We'll probably end the first half of the show with the Scott Jennings clip on CNN. Then we'll deal with the ACLU in the second half. See if we can touch back on the Wisconsin case yesterday. There's this case out of Wisconsin. A judge is potentially going to blow up the donation fraud that was happening with Act Blue. So we'll get to all that as well. Before we do that, I want to get to a word from our friends at OFP Farms. You know what's going on. It is the Christmas sale. We got the Christmas box right here, OFP
so
Farms. You got to love it. It's got the, they got Bible verses on the back of their boxes.
It's on the inside, too, when you start
and it's
to
also
open
on
it.
The inside. You can that you can open it up. La, 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 la. Oh, no. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
On the inside lip. It's right there.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yep.
I like that.
So it's all there. It's a beautiful little touch. This right here is the RFK approved tallow balm. Okay.
I love tallow.
You can rub tallow on me all day long.
I'm a big fan of tallow.
You can rub the tallow all over me. RFK Jr. approves of these.
You know
these
who
boxes.
Else likes tallow?
Who?
Betty.
Betty does
whenever
love tallow.
Whenever I put it on my skin, she always has to have some.
She like licks it.
Yeah. She eats like a blob of it.
She eats it.
Yeah.
That's why she's huge, because she eats nothing but beef fat all day. She's actually not that big. But this is the OFP Farms holiday box. Not the only thing they've got there. Of course, my favorite box is the We the People box. Because you got the outlaw soap, which leaves you smelling like a felon, right? We all know what's going on there. But it's Christmas season on the farm. Don't miss the Christmas sale with 20% off your entire purchase. Enjoy a fantastic 20% off of your entire purchase with your code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Check off everybody on your Christmas shopping list with the beautiful gift sets from OFP Farms. Explore the range of handcrafted soaps, lotions, and creams that are gentle on the skin and wonderfully fragrant. The gift sets are thoughtfully curated to provide a touch of luxury and relaxation for anybody who receives them, ideal for pampering during the holiday season. The sets include a selection of the best sellers, each crafted with love and care. Seize the exclusive chance to spread joy to your loved ones while also treating yourself to something special. Shop now to take advantage of the limited time Christmas sale and discover the nourishing benefits of goat milk for yourself or those you love. Again, it's 20% off right now. At OFPFarms.com. That's Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms.com. OFPFarms.com. Promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. You see it right there on your screen. OFPFarms.com. Promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Right there on your screen for 20% off. OFPFarms.com. Promo code Sean. OFPFarms.com. Promo code Sean. For 20% off. OFPFarms.com. Promo code S-H-A-W-N. All right, Pete Hegseth, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of controversy surrounding Pete Hegseth. I think a lot of it is all BS. So let's start right now. Pete Hegseth this morning says that Donald Trump is still behind him. You know, there are reports that, oh, is Donald Trump thinking of replacing Pete Hegseth? Is Donald Trump thinking of swapping him out for somebody else? Is he losing confidence in Pete Hegseth? Well, according to Pete Hegseth, he says that Trump backs him and Pete Hegseth will not withdraw from the nomination, which is great news as of right now. And of course, everything and anything can change. We've seen how fast things have changed with the Matt Gaetz saga. But as of right now, Pete Hegseth said that Donald Trump still backs him. He also just got done with a meeting with Joni Ernst. Let me see. Jonathan Jaley is asking in the chat, by the way, if you can cook with the OFP Farms tallow. I don't think so.
No, I don't. I mean, you probably... I think it has essential oils in it. I got to read the back again. But no, get food grade tallow.
Yeah, you can get like 150 pounds. No, you can get 50 pounds of beef tallow on Amazon for like $150.
I got like a little jar of it for like 30.
Yeah.
Depends on the kind that you get.
You can get a big old thing of cooking food grade tallow on Amazon for not that much. But I would not use the beef tallow to cook. But it is a tallow balm, which is what's for your skin, right? That's not a lip balm. It's a skin balm.
You could probably put it on your lips if you wanted, but yeah, it's probably.
They use their lips to lick the other person, right? All right.
There's instructions on it. Don't take my word for it.
Brennan is not a doctor. No. These statements have not been evaluated.
I don't create the product.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
And I am the FDA.
No, you're not the FDA.
I haven't evaluated them.
But you're not the FDA, though. So remember this, by the way, before we get to that, we got some fun.
Okay.
Joe Biden in Africa yesterday, remember? Which way do I go? Oh, I gotta go this way. Oh, you two guys. I don't like people who look like you. I'm not supposed to say that. Look, catch them. Don't let them fall. There it is. And then he doesn't realize that there's a handshake. I'm gonna shake my hand. What am I supposed to do? Put her there, Jack. There it is. Well, Joe Biden apparently today fell asleep in a meeting. You know, he gave Angola $1 billion yesterday. I was pissed yesterday, huh? About that Angola thing, the foreign aid. He gave Angola $1 billion yesterday. Fell asleep in a meeting today. Look at this.
The U.S. in support of
that man's
the
not awake.
Of the Lobito Corridor. Tanzania views the Lobito Corridor as an integral part of a broader strategy to enhance connectivity.
Brennan, you hear this?
Africa.
You hear this going
we
on?
We also appreciate the fact
it sounds
that
like
the
guy, right?
Of
why
the
are you gay? But look at Joe Biden at the table. That dude is passed
for
out.
Africa's development in sectors such as agriculture.
Like he's actually
renewable
sleeping.
Energy, digital transformation, trade and logistics along the corridor.
Lullaby.
Tanzania.
And good night.
Already undertaking
go to sleep,
internal consultations,
Joey.
Aiming at aligning this project with national priorities.
Like, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that guy's not awake. He just isn't.
I don't know what this guy's
talking
about.
That's how I look when I'm trying not to sneeze.
I don't know what this guy's talking about, man. I can't even understand him. He's
right? That's what it looked like. Joe Biden. I don't know. That guy doesn't look like he's well. I slept through many a class in high school. Specifically earth science, because my teacher actually told me she'd rather me sleep than continue to be a class clown. I got 90s on my tests anyway. I knew all the stuff. You know, so smart, beautiful
person.
You
were born just knowing everything, I think.
They call me Google, right? Google.
Google.
Is there a guy? You could Google that. You could Google that. Erica. Google.
Google.
That's the Google dolls. But I know many, you know, you try to hide if you're sleeping right in class. You're like, kids, don't sleep through class. Unless they're talking to you about, like, trans stuff, then sleep through. But, you know, you try to hide it. You see how he's trying to hide from the camera with his eye?
With the U.S.
He's trying to...
In support
that
of
man
the
is sleeping.
Of the Lobito Corridor.
That man is asleep.
Tanzania.
All right. Anyway, we have... we just wanted to open up with a little bit of fun. Pete Hegseth says that Donald Trump still backs him. So take a look. Hegseth says that Donald Trump backs him. Listen.
Have you had any...
And by the way, wait. By the way, it's all his fault. Joe Biden made a post. I got to go see how that reply is doing.
Okay.
He made a post about AIDS relief or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, remember when you blamed AIDS on Elton John to put the video underneath? I've been ratioing Joe Biden on X a lot. It's been a lot of fun. All right. Listen to this belligerent reporter, this annoying reporter, asking Pete Hegseth about whether or not he's going to withdraw his nomination.
I spoke to the president-elect this morning. He said, keep going, keep fighting. Find your way.
So you're in this all the way.
Why would I back down? I've always been a fighter. I'm here for the war fighters. This person passionate for me?
You're not withdrawing your name from consideration, just to be clear.
We're meeting all day with senators.
I know your mom was just on Fox. She says that you are a change.
So there's Pete Hegseth being, pestered a little bit by a reporter. She is, in fairness, doing her job, trying to get the information from him. But, you hear about this DeSantis rumor, and that's what we're going to get to next. And I have to tell you, I think this story, look, there may be legs. But this has the feel of one of those planted stories. Somebody just decided they don't like Pete Hegseth, so let's create a story that will pressure him to withdraw. Who do I think did that? I don't know. Rumors are that Flimsy Lindsey and Joni Ernst, you know, these two senators, rhinos, they may have started floating the story because Ernst wants to be Secretary of Defense. She's a rhino. We don't want that. And I even said today on Twitter, who calls it that anymore? Only idiots, X, today, that if Pete Hegseth is denied confirmation, that Donald Trump should select another TV host to be the Secretary of Defense. All-American badass Carl Higbee, former Navy SEAL, should be the Secretary of Defense. And then Carl reposted it and said, well, we're going to change the position to Secretary of Offense, and nobody would F with us. You don't F with Carl Higbee. That would be pretty funny. He's a TV host. And he nominates another one. That'd be pretty funny. But I think Hegseth, I honestly do think Hegseth is going to get through. This story to me feels like a planted story. What do I mean by planted? I mean somebody around Donald Trump or maybe was tricked into saying, yeah, you know, maybe he would go with DeSantis. I got to tell you, I have a little bit of inside baseball about the Trump-DeSantis relationship. And I've spoken to several people who have some experience in this arena. And I will tell you this. The relationship between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, let's just say it's not completely repaired. Okay? Let's just say it's not completely repaired. Not that they hate each other. A goat kisses lip balm. But that they are, that the situation between those two men is still rocky. The relationship between those two men is still rocky. I don't think it's as rocky a relationship, let's say, as the one between Donald Trump and the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp. But I don't think, and I could be wrong, and this is based off information I heard about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I don't think Donald Trump would be considering Ron DeSantis for a cabinet position like Secretary of Defense after what I heard a couple weeks ago. And that's all I'm going to say. I don't think Donald Trump would be considering Ron DeSantis. I could be wrong. He could have changed his tune. I have no idea. But based off of what I heard a couple weeks ago, the Trump-DeSantis relationship is not where it would be or where it should be if he was considering him for a cabinet role like Secretary of Defense. Okay? So take that for what it's worth. I'm not going to reveal the people I heard it from. You could take my word. You know I don't make things up, right? I never do that. And again, I'm not even saying that this is wrong or that it's wrong to talk about it because there is a report. It's been confirmed by several high-profile people that Donald Trump was looking at Ron DeSantis to replace Pete Hegseth. I don't think that's happening. It's not that it's wrong to talk about it. I just don't think that that's happening. This is there were sources cited by the Wall Street Journal. Trump and DeSantis attended a memorial for fallen law enforcement officers on Tuesday, yesterday in Florida. And then people are saying, well, they spoke about the position and Trump remains open of it. Two sources familiar with the transition tell CBS News that President-elect Trump is considering naming Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his pick for Secretary of Defense. He would replace embattled Fox News host Pete Hegseth. Folks, I really think that this story was planted to create artificial pressure or more pressure on Pete Hegseth to make him withdraw his nomination. Hegseth said he spoke to Trump this morning and Trump told him to keep fighting. And I don't think Donald Trump is going to sit there and lie to Pete Hegseth because that makes everybody look bad. Right? That makes everybody look bad. So I think that story, not that it's BS, it's possible that Trump is looking for an alternative, like a what if he doesn't get through, who will it be? But I think the way the story is being put out there that is that Donald Trump is getting ready to pull Pete Hegseth's nomination rather than Hegseth voluntarily withdraw. I think it's trying to create this pressure. Picture yourself, you're Pete Hegseth, and you hear this rumor that the guy who nominated you now is thinking of nominating one of his rivals, Donald Trump's rivals, Ron DeSantis, to the position that you're running for, or that you're being nominated for. I think that story was floated out there to make Pete Hegseth voluntarily withdraw his name so some rhino could swoop in. And I don't necessarily think that DeSantis is quote-unquote a rhino, but I do think he is more connected to the establishment than we know. And I think his presidential run, if you want to call it that, kind of suggests that. He was in there with Axiom and Jeff Rowe and all the establishment figures that were in his orbit, right? I think this story right here about DeSantis possibly replacing Hegseth as the nominee for Secretary of Defense was planted by the deep state. You look at this CBS News reporter, Ed O'Keefe. You look at the source of that. Remember, it was CBS News. It was one of the hacks from CBS News who, what was it, last week, said that there were ambulances leaving Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust anything coming from the mainstream media anymore. And again, conversations that I've had with some folks who have a little bit of knowledge about the inner workings right now have relayed information to me that would suggest that the relationship between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis has not been completely repaired. I get this feeling that Trump is still very lukewarm on Ron. And I don't think that that story is as accurate or as damning as many people made it out to be. That Trump was thinking of replacing Pete Hegseth with Ron DeSantis. And I believe Pete Hegseth should continue to fight. And here's what Pete Hegseth said today. He just met with Senate Majority Leader John Thune today. And here's what he said after that meeting.
Wonderful process to go through and meet with senators and talk to them, especially members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, whose passion is the Defense Department, and our warfighters, to hear what they want to do to make sure that department is properly oriented for the threats of the world and make sure that we're putting the warfighters first. That's what Donald Trump asked me to do. Your job is to bring a warfighting ethos back to the Pentagon. Your job is to make sure that it's lethality, lethality, lethality. Everything else is gone. Everything else that distracts from that shouldn't be happening. That's the message I'm hearing from senators in that advise and consent process. It's been a wonderful process.
And I'll tell you something else that Pete Hegseth can do. And this is what I would do. You know, you got to play this game like a cutthroat guy, right? What is one thing a politician does not want? Bad press, right? What's Pete Hegseth's job? Oh, crap, he's a member of the press, right? He has a TV show. And if this has done anything for him, this nomination, if this has done anything for Pete Hegseth, it's what? It's elevate his position of notoriety, right? It's elevate his popularity. There are a lot of people, myself included, who didn't know who Pete Hegseth was until I saw him on Fox News. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know he was a weekend host. I bumped into him at CPAC and all of a sudden, that's Pete Hegseth. He's on Fox News. Oh my gosh. Oh wow, who's Pete? And then I realized who he was and he's awesome. He's a great guy. Very nice guy. Patriotic guy. He served his country valiantly. You know, we've talked about his qualifications. But here's what I do if I'm Pete Hegseth. If I'm sitting down with Joni Ernst, if I'm sitting down with Lindsey Graham, if I'm sitting down with Lisa Murkowski or Susan Collins, I look at them and I go, let me tell you something. If you vote against my nomination and my confirmation, I'm going back to Fox News with a hell of a lot bigger platform than I ever had ever before, and I'm ending your career. That's what I would say. No, sir, are you bribing me? No, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. Because this entire situation is bullcrap. Every single time somebody who the establishment doesn't like. Oh, he's got a drinking problem. Well, I didn't stop Kamala Harris. You people literally just ran a candidate who can't stay sober. And you're going to tell me Pete Hegseth has a drinking problem? Well, people who work with him at Fox are concerned with his alcohol abuse. Oh, really? Why is that only coming to light now? He's been at Fox for years. Years. Why is that only coming to light now? Huh? Can anyone answer that question to me? Remember, oh, one of Donald Trump's closest generals said he's Hitler. Oh, really? He wasn't Hitler 8 years ago? He's Hitler now. You waited 8 years to say something about it? John Kelly or whoever the guy's name is? I think that's who it was. So Pete Hegseth, his drinking never angered you, never got you concerned until today. Meanwhile, he doesn't have a drinking problem. It's so stupid. It's exactly what they did to Kavanaugh. It's what they did to Gates. And now they're doing it to Hegseth. Now again, the reason why Gates withdrew his nomination, I'm going to tell you this, take it again for what it's worth, is no, Matt Gaetz did not do anything illegal when it comes to letter of the law. But he did something illegal when it comes to the court of public opinion. And he doesn't want people focusing on it. Again, no actual law breaking took place with Matt Gaetz. But some of the conduct that he may or may not and probably was engaged in is something that people wouldn't be okay with despite its legality. Okay? Hegseth, when you look at Pete Hegseth has a long history fighting for this country, and the guy is a fighter. He still has the support of Donald Trump. And now he's going up against stupid allegations, and we're going to get to how stupid these allegations are in just a second. Before we do that, I want to get to a word from our friends at Cozy Earth. I'm going to show you this ABC News article, which is just ridiculous. This is why I think the DeSantis story is nonsense. This is why I think all of these allegations surrounding Pete Hegseth is bull crap. Bull crap, okay? That's why I think it's bull crap. That's why I think it's bull. I'll show you this ABC News article in just a second. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com/LFA. CozyEarth.com/Lima Foxtrot Alpha. Folks, Cozy Earth's goal is to help you create a sanctuary within your home, a refuge from the demands of the outside world. They understand the significance of finding comfort and tranquility in our hectic lives. You know, your 5 to 9 should consist of relaxation, rejuvenation, unwinding, and embracing a sense of calm with Cozy Earth. You can transform your space into an elevated haven where serenity and renewal intertwine effortlessly. Folks, I want you to go to CozyEarth.com/LFA, CozyEarth.com/Lima Foxtrot Alpha. You see it right now on your screen. And I want you to take a look at their bamboo sheet set. Ladies and gentlemen, the bamboo sheet set. A silent night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift this holiday season, elevating everyday luxury into something everybody will use and absolutely adore. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night feel like a serene escape. Don't forget also the women's stretch knit long sleeve bamboo pajama set and the men's pajamas. The holidays are best spent lounging at home in the most comfortable pajamas imaginable. Cozy Earth's pajamas are designed for those cherished moments of relaxation, ensuring you feel cozy and stylish all season long. Cozy Earth sheets are breathable. They feature enhanced fabric, temperature regulation, and a commitment to durability and quality. Folks, go to CozyEarth.com/LFA. You can get up to 40% off. 40% off at CozyEarth.com/LFA. And if you're looking to get your order by Christmas, you can get your order by Christmas. If you order before December 13th, you will get free shipping. If you order before December 20th and select expedited shipping, you will get the order before December 25th if you're looking to shop for gifts for your friends. That is CozyEarth.com/LFA. CozyEarth.com/LFA. CozyEarth.com/LFA for 40% off. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let everybody know at Cozy Earth that you heard about this beautiful offer from the Ungoverned podcast on LFA TV. CozyEarth.com/LFA. CozyEarth.com/LimaFoxtrotAlpha. Next up, LFA TV, the LFA TV store, LFATV.us. You see it on your screen right here, and it's snowing on the LFA TV website. You got to love it. The festivity, all the festivity. Festivities abound on LFATV.us. Look at the beautiful Christmas-themed border and all sorts of stuff here at LFA TV, even the Santa hat at jeremyherald.com. Go to LFATV.us, click on the store tab, or go to jeremyherald.com/store. You can use the promo code REDWAVE, REDWAVE, for 20% off. You see it on your screen. Promo code REDWAVE for 20% off of your entire purchase, LFATV.us or jeremyherald.com/store. Here's this ABC News article, all right? ABC News, the folks who employ David Muir. I call him David Manure, right? The folks who employ David Muir. Listen to this article and listen to how they bury the lead. Pete Hegseth says he will not back down as scrutiny grows over misconduct allegations. The comments come as a number of senators have privately signaled they're not inclined to vote for him, leading Trump's advisors to begin discussing who may be a viable replacement. Again, listen to this. Leading Trump's advisors to begin discussing who may be a viable replacement, sources familiar with the matter told ABC News. Multiple sources also told ABC News that Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke about the job Tuesday and DeSantis expressed interest in it. Other possible candidates include Iowa Senator Joni Ernst and Tennessee Governor Bill Haggerty, sources familiar with private discussions say. All right. Bill Haggerty would be an interesting choice for Secretary of Defense. It would leave an opening for the Tennessee Senate position. I nominate Andy Ogles.
Oh, I gotta He's take, great. We
we'd have
Andy.
To take him out of his House position, so that probably won't happen. It would probably be somebody in the state Senate, maybe Leader Johnson, who would serve in the Senate. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I'm not sure. But you look at this and you hear the way they're framing it, right? As he walked through with his wife, the Capitol, for a third day of sit-downs with GOP lawmakers, Hegseth was peppered with questions from reporters asking if he's committed to remaining in the running. He said, "Why would I back down? I've always been a fighter. I'm here for the war fighters. This is personal and passionate for me." Hegseth met with Ernst on Wednesday afternoon. Ernst briefly spoke with reporters, calling it a thorough conversation. By the way, here's how good ABC News cares. A big typo says a throughout conversation. Just saying, ABC News. Yeah. Wonderful. When pressed if there's any chance he was being considered to replace Hegseth, Ernst responded with, "Mr. Hegseth is the nominee." He flatly denied the 2017 sexual assault allegation, saying he paid a settlement to protect his wife and his career. He pushed back on reports that he was forced out of the veterans groups, though he didn't dispute mismanaging funds at Veterans for Freedom, blaming it on being an amateur. He says, am I a perfect man? No. Was I a perfect man? Absolutely not. Hegseth said, do I regret those things? Yes. But is it who I am today? No. And I'm just grateful for the grace of God that gives me a new chapter. Now, the New Yorker. If you remember, the New Yorker, this is a left-wing rag that smeared Donald Trump. Remember the article, Donald Trump in the New Yorker? He was waving it around. People said, oh, he's sharing secrets with his staffers, when he was waving around an article that said he wanted to go to war with Iran or something, and it was actually the opposite. The New Yorker cannot be trusted. This is what ABC News is citing here in the New Yorker. The New Yorker cited what it called a detailed 7-page whistleblower report and said that Hegseth was forced to step down. Did I just put the right slide up? Yes. Hegseth was forced to step down from two veterans nonprofit groups amid accusations of financial mismanagement, sexist behavior, and other disqualifying conduct. Ready for the lead, though, that's buried? ABC News has not independently confirmed the magazine's account. Oh, see me and you're just running around with bullcrap allegations to smear a guy that you're afraid of. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Well, Brett Kavanaugh raped somebody, even though we can't confirm that he raped somebody. Oh, I see how that is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fight. This is the fight. Pete Hegseth better be our next Secretary of Defense. It is once again time for all of us to stop the bull crap about, well, I don't like getting involved in politics, and it's the holiday season, and I'm focused on other things. We need to be focused on saving our country, okay? Get on the phone tomorrow, call your senators, and respectfully mention to your senators that you want them to vote in favor of Pete Hegseth's confirmation, even if you have a Democrat senator, okay? Even if you have a Democrat senator, they get a vote too. They get a vote too. Now, Hegseth says that he'll be meeting with more senators tomorrow. There's a potential that this all winds up being okay. I just say caution with these stories about DeSantis. A lot of it is based off of allegations that can't be proven. You have ABC News now running the exact same type of cover, saying, oh, well, misconduct and all of these things, but we couldn't independently verify the claims. We've seen this before. I don't believe it. This is the fight. Pete Hegseth is not going anywhere. I don't think he's going to back down. I think if he's not confirmed, it's going to be because he got through the process and didn't get the votes. I don't believe he's going to be withdrawing his nomination. This is the fight. It's time to dig in. It's time to make it happen. It's time to get Pete Hegseth over the finish line. We owe it to him. We do. For what he did for our country. And he would be an amazing Secretary of Defense. And if I'm Pete Hegseth, and I'm meeting with these senators, I say, hey, you know, I have a much bigger platform than I used to have, right? And if you don't confirm me, I'm going back to Fox News. You know that, right? And a lot of people who vote for you watch Fox News. You know that, right? And if you derail this confirmation, I'm destroying your career. You want to gamble? You want to go all in? Because if I'm Pete Hegseth, those are the threats that I'm making. I destroy the careers of the people who derail my nomination if I'm Pete Hegseth. Every time I go on Fox News, we start off with the list of people who voted no. And we say, remember, when they're up again, primaries and vote them out of office. That's what I do. You want to play hardball? I'm game. You want to play hardball? I'm game. Liar, liar. Great movie. All right. One more thing I want to get to with this Pete Hegseth situation is the Scott Jennings clip on CNN. It's 4 minutes long, but I want to show you what he's got to put up with, how he does it, and just kind of react to some of the stupid things that these people are saying about Pete Hegseth and this whole situation. Here you go. Or not. Why is it not playing? Let's see. Or I guess it's not going to play. There we go.
Faith in our military. I have a lot of respect for our military. I have a lot of respect for Pete's service, but that's not how the military is supposed to be used. I don't want to be bringing back waterboarding. I don't want to be a country that tortures people, especially if we're the kind of country that's going to be using the military against our own citizens.
Well, wait,
this kind of thing concerns me.
What do you mean use against our own citizens?
I'm talking about
you
sending...
Blue states behave. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about sending the military into blue states to make them behave. Gavin Newsom under control, getting J.P. Pritzker under control.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about sending him to the state capital to commandeer the state government?
I hope not, but he's definitely talked about that. I don't know why you're acting like you've never heard this.
Using the military to suppress in the Black Lives Matter era those protests in the street.
I think it's disingenuous to act like we don't know what she's talking about, to act like he hasn't said this. We know what he said. We all heard him say it. And so that's what it is. The military is only as good as the people who are running it. Pete Hegseth has talked about putting things back in place that have not been policy for the United States because they're wrong. Yeah. And so we have to decide, are we going to do what's right or are we going to do what Donald Trump wants us to do when we know that it's wrong?
Can I just make sure I understand your position, that you believe Donald Trump is going to use the military to set up effectively like coups in state capitals of states that he didn't win?
I think you're taking it a step or two.
No, she said make blue states behave, and she also said round up immigrants. That's not true. It's deport illegal immigrants.
Thank you, Scott Jennings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You see, it's very important that he puts that out there. You know, they're making it out to be that Donald Trump is going to put the military in the streets and that it's going to be martial law. That's not what he's saying at all. That's not what anybody's asking for. He's saying the military is going to enforce the mass deportations. Illegal immigrants, not round up the legal immigrants. Here, it continues.
Hold on. I think you're right. Let's be precise. Trump has wanted to use the military to do things domestically that actually the military is not allowed to do. I think that's the point that she's making. Like deport illegal immigrants. That is actually not a function of the military.
The military can absolutely be used to work with local officials to provide military resources, but working with other parts of the federal government and local officials, we already send the National Guard to the border.
You're not against the will of the local officials or the will of the state government. Oh, yes. We have a federalist government here.
Scott, you know as well as I do that the National Guard, when they get sent to the border,
we can do it against the government.
When the National Guard gets sent to the border, they're sent for tactical and sometimes just providing material support to the border officials. They're not there rounding up migrants, but Donald Trump has been pretty clear.
Yeah.
That's his vision. And people who understand the law around these things say that, I should point to the lawyer. So we have two lawyers at the table, but look, it's going to be an issue that's litigated if he tries to do it. There's no question about that.
The military is not supposed to take up arms against American citizens.
They're not. You keep saying that. This is about...
Again, there it is. Scott Jennings. Sorry, I know I had mute on before, but it should be better now. Scott Jennings again. He says the military is not supposed to take up arms against American citizens. Can I have my megaphone? I don't know where. Illegal aliens are not American citizens, you dumbass. That's it. This is why I can't do what Scott Jennings does. Because I'd be like, are you stupid? The fact that he has to put up with this stuff. Look at this.
People keep saying American citizens. Well, how do we know whether the people are illegal or not?
We know after they're shot.
We have 1.6 million people in this country who already received deportation orders from courts. They are here illegally.
No, it's always back to illegal immigration with people who support Donald Trump. It's always back to illegal immigration.
People
That's not the only thing that we're talking about here. We're talking about the American people. We're talking about taking up arms against them with a military that's supposed to be protecting them.
This is not right. You cannot say Donald Trump is sending the military to round up.
That's what he said.
That's not what I'm saying.
Totally false.
He said that.
Totally false.
That's what he said.
Scott, Trump.
Fever swamps, Andy. I'm sorry.
What is your dispute here? I'm not even really
because
understanding.
Because they're saying that he's sending the military to shoot or round up American citizens. Not
we
true.
Did not say shoot.
No, I think
people,
the issue.
Scott.
The issue.
You said
Scott,
he just said shoot.
Why are you acting like Trump?
Look,
I did say take up arms because when you send the army in, that's what
he did. No. He said shot. He didn't just say take up arms. Well, when are we going to find that if they're illegals after they're shot? Donald Trump didn't even say he wants to shoot illegal aliens. He said he wants to use the military to help carry out mass deportations. Round of applause for Scott Jennings. That guy's got to put up with so much bullcrap. And then they're like, well, I didn't say that. You just said it 30 seconds ago. I mean, arguing with CNN people like that, it's like arguing with a wall. These people are ridiculous. You just said, when do we find out if the illegal immigrants are illegal? After they're shot? I never said shot. You just said it. I wouldn't be able to do it. Scott Jennings, by the way, from Kentucky. Now, I see a lot of people. He should run for office. I want you to be careful. There are connections, I believe, because he's from Kentucky, to Mitch McConnell. That doesn't mean he's not doing a good job on CNN. That just means that I may not want him to be a senator. Okay? Doing a great job on CNN, that guy, every night. He's the only reason why I watch CNN clips. I got news for you. He's probably the only reason why I'd ever turn CNN on. To see him go and do this. It's amazing. All right. Armra Colostrum. I want to tell you about this. This today went by fast. Mm-hmm. My goodness. All right. TryArmra.com/LFA. TryArmra.com/LFA TV. Armra Colostrum. Colostrum is the first nutrition that we receive in life. It contains all the essential nutrients that our bodies need in order to thrive. Colostrum will help you reactivate your hair growth and help your skin glow. It stimulates your stem cells and collagen production, increases elasticity for plumper skin, and guards against UV damage, chemicals and pollutants from the environment, and cleans blemishes for a glowy complexion. It'll help fortify your gut health and ignite your metabolism. It can help you fuel your fitness, performance, and recovery. You can harness the close-guarded secret of elite athletes, long prized for the unrivaled ability, folks, of colostrum. It can help you... What? I just missed the part. I completely looked over the wrong thing. Long prized for its unrivaled ability to take performance to its apex. Sorry. Colostrum has been shown in research to help enhance nutrient absorption, promote lean muscle building, and improve endurance while fueling cellular repair regeneration for faster recovery. Check out this special offer on the website at tryarmor.com/LFATV. That's TryArmor.com/LFATV. TryArmor.com/LFATV. Get 15% off of your first order. Try. TryArmor.com/LFATV. TryArmor.com/LFATV. I can't believe I didn't even get to this because it's the Hegseth stuff is so, I guess, in-depth that it's hard to kind of articulate what I'm trying to say. But the ACLU may have blown their case here against the state of Tennessee and against the state of Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. The ACLU attorney admits before the Supreme Court that there's no evidence that child sex changes can help prevent suicide. First, I want to show you a video clip of this attorney on, I think it was CNN, arguing that two-year-olds can actually be transgender. Look.
Say is nobody has to provide this
Do you
medication.
Hear this? First of all, you see this guy's face? Freak alert. Watch again.
I would say is nobody has to provide this medication to adolescents. These are not doctors being forced to provide this medication. These are doctors who are wanting to treat their patients in the best way that they know how based on the best available evidence to us. And these are young people who may have known since they were 2 years old exactly who they are, who suffered for 6-7 years before they had any relief. And what's happening here, it's not the kids who are consenting to this treatment, it's the parents who are consenting to the treatment. And as a parent, I would say, when our children are suffering, we are suffering. And these are parents who love their children, who are listening to the advice of their doctors, of the mainstream medical community, and doing what's right for their kids. And the state of Tennessee has displaced their.
Okay, the state of Tennessee, it's so evil. Oh, my God. Ooh, the state of Tennessee. Ooh. Okay, this attorney, I think it's the same guy, admitted before the Supreme Court that there's actually no evidence that child sex changes can help prevent suicide. Matter of fact, thanks to the great Matt Brown, we got, there's a piece of evidence that I'm going to show you in just a second that actually suicide risk increases 12-fold after these surgeries and gender-affirming care begins. But first, let's listen to that attorney from the ACLU completely blowing the case that the ACLU is levying upon the state of Tennessee over the gender-affirming care ban for minors. Take a listen.
True in every respect, but on page 195 of the CAS report, it says, there is no evidence that gender-affirmative treatments reduce suicide.
What I think that is referring to is there is no evidence in the studies that this treatment reduces completed suicide. And the reason for that is completed suicide, thankfully and admittedly, is rare, and we're talking about a very small population of individuals with studies that don't necessarily have completed suicides within them. However, there are multiple studies, long-term, longitudinal studies, that do show that there is a reduction in suicidality, which I think is a positive outcome to this treatment.
Let me ask a question about another issue that came up during...
Okay, you heard what he just said. Now let me show you some evidence from an actual study because we want to talk about science, right? Follow the science. Trust the experts. Listen to the experts. Here we go. Here is evidence right here on your screen. Individuals who underwent gender-affirming surgery had a 12.12-fold higher suicide attempt risk than those who did not. In other words, when you got these surgeries and you underwent the gender-affirming care, your chances and your risk of taking an attempt on your own life goes up 12-fold than those who don't get the gender-affirming surgery or undergo gender-affirming care. So if the argument is that, you know, the famous argument is, well, would you rather have a transgender daughter or a dead son, is now null and void, and the ACLU is even admitting that, and the evidence has been put out there in various studies. When you receive gender-affirming care, you are 12 times more likely to attempt to take your own life than if you don't receive gender-affirming care or one of those surgeries. I believe the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti, who's doing a fine job here in this state, by the way. I believe this ban is going to stand. I believe the ACLU is going to get kicked out of the court with a big fat loss. And I believe firmly that this case and this bill and this law that was passed in the state of Tennessee is going to set the precedent going forward for other states to follow through on very similar bans to protect children from irreparable damage that's done to them psychologically and physically because of some sort of woke mind virus, social contagion that is spreading throughout society.
Well, I remember, I think, that at some point it was even said that the fetus could know if it was transgender. Yep. Yep. That was a thing.
Yep.
I do remember that.
And I remember the comedian Steve Byrne made a joke about him, and he said, what gender, you know, the gender reveal party? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just going to let our kindergarten teacher decide, right? Because the teachers do it.
Okay, so we have one birthday that we've had to get to the whole time.
MAGA Metal Dude.
Yes.
Yes, happy birthday to MAGA Metal Dude. Sorry, it has to be abbreviated, but we have to leave, right? We've got to go. We're leaving in just a second. You know, I want to say happy birthday to MAGA Metal Dude. I saw you. And I hope you enjoy your birthday. I see you're getting a big fat steak. You're a lucky guy. I haven't had a steak in a long time. But you're getting a steak for your birthday. Congratulations and happy birthday to you. Also worth noting, and maybe we'll get to the Wisconsin Act Blue thing tomorrow, but Gavin Newsom is disappointed that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter Biden. So you do have prominent Democrats that are coming out and saying that they're disappointed. And they're only disappointed, as we said, because it gives Donald Trump more of a precedent, more legal cover, more political cover to follow through with pardons for the January Sixers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. As always, if you're watching on X, hit the repost button. If you're watching on Rumble, hit the like button. Make sure that you're sharing the show with all of your friends. We appreciate all of you being here. We are back tomorrow, same time, same place, and we are live all throughout tomorrow's episode. We're not pre-recorded at all. We recorded the Newsmax segment today, so tomorrow we're live for the entire show, which is really cool. No excuse for anybody to miss it now, all right? So we're here tomorrow, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV at 5 p.m. Eastern time for Ungoverned. Until then, we hope you all have a great day. Drew Hernandez coming up next with Based America. And as President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow for an entire live show tomorrow starting at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Until then, have a great rest of your night. In the words of potential Democrat frontrunner, presidential nominee, John Fetterman, good night, everybody. Bang, gavel.